Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I'm speaking with Dave Bowman, the director of the Montrose Summer Music Series, getting ready to kick off the series this Friday, June 2nd, with Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons. All these shows will be taking place at the Black Canyon Golf Course in Montrose, and most of the shows will be live broadcast on KVNF. We'll be talking about the series, the artists performing this year, and find out more about how Dave makes this all happen. Thank you for joining me today, Dave.
Allie, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be at KVNF.
It's good to have you in the hallways. It'd be good to have you back in the studio, too, maybe one day.
I miss it. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a wonderful experience DJing at KVNF.
So tell me how you started working as a concert director and promoter, and what made you want to bring live music to the town of Montrose?
I guess I got started when I started Blue Sky Music, the CD store in Montrose, back in 98. About 2001 came along, and we started Main in Motion, myself and a whole bunch of merchants on Main Street. And even that early, I could see that the future of CDs was pretty limited. And so at some point, I was going to need to figure out to do something else. And I thought, well, how about concert promotion? That's something that you cannot download. Everybody loves live music. It's a great opportunity to go out and see artists. So I started learning how to do that with Main in Motion and sponsoring concerts for KVNF. I started with Dave Stamey, and we did 10 years of concerts at the Pavilion, where half the money went to KVNF and half the money went to hospice, and just learned to enjoy it. And the whole thing has morphed into the Montrose Summer Music Series.
Can you talk a little bit about those early days and some of maybe the lessons you learned in the beginning of doing this?
I guess one of the memories I hold dearest is the first time we had Tim O'Brien at the Pavilion, and it was really the first big show that I've done. And at the end of the night, I walked up to Tim with a personal check to pay him for the gig, and he looked at me, and he looked at the check, and he looked at me, and he said, "You're new at this, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir. Is there a problem?" He said, "Well, learn right now. You never pay with a check at the end of a show. Artists expect cash, so I will take your check today. I don't have a worry about it. But probably one of the things you need to learn to do is don't do that again." And Tim and I have been good buddies ever since, and it was just one of the lessons you learn. There's a lot of details putting together a show, and as we move from indoor shows to outdoor shows, there's even more things you need to be cognizant of, you know, right down to when you're outdoors, the amount of porta potties, how much food, how you get people in and out of the venues. There's just so many things that, but bottom line, it's fun. I love every single little detail.
Yeah, and it seems like once you get those basics down, you really know how to handle any problem that might come up or challenge. It's like, oh, I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've been doing this for 15 years now, and I certainly look to the promoters across the Western Slope that I've gotten to know and also learned from them. And it's just very cool to see all the people doing what they do and being able to be part of that.
So can you talk about some of the memorable shows, like the shows that you still look back on and go, wow, that was pretty special?
Oh, man, there's so many of them. And a lot of them revolve around having Donnie Morales in the hall. Donnie has sat in with Tommy Castro, Los Mocosos, just a ton of artists. And it's always interesting to see how an artist approaches that, because I'm sure these artists go from small town to small town, and everybody's got this great harmonica player, guitar player, singer, whatever, that they want up there on the bandstand with the headliner. And most artists are very, very gracious. I guess Tommy Castro is one that really sticks out in my mind. And Donnie's played with him several times. And it's always a thrill. And Tommy remembers him. They have fun together. They feed off each other. It's really interesting to see two musicians who do not know each other get up on a stage and just go for it. Not being a musician, to me, it's just a thing of beauty. Most people know I have absolutely no musical talent. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I have no rhythmical ability. I can play the stereo on a good day, and on a really good day, I can operate the board at KVNF. But it is, to me, just so magical to watch two musicians get up there and out of nowhere create all this fantastic music.
Amen. I share that. I also cannot play a single instrument or carry a tune. And instead, my relationship with music is as a music lover.
Right.
And I feel like I'm a part of it all anyway, mm-hmm. even though I'm not up there on the stage. I'm definitely a dedicated audience member.
Well, so. Yeah, this all the way back to middle school, I was always the guy helping to carry the amps or doing this, doing that. But you couldn't get up there on stage. So I fulfilled that need, I guess, through being the announcer.
What are some of the first festivals or concerts that you went to that made an impression on you?
Probably the first one was 1963, the Beach Boys and Jay and the Americans at the Ice Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. That was my very first show, and I was about 10 years old. And it was like, wow, this is really cool. And I followed the bands in middle school and high school and college. And when I had an opportunity with the CD store to really get going and producing music, my dream was fulfilled.
Mm. Who took you to that first show?
A neighbor was promoting it, and as crazy as this sounds, my parents, it was an afternoon show, it was around Thanksgiving time, as I recall, and my parents dropped myself and my brother, who was 13, off at the Ice Arena in Cleveland and went and saw my grandmother and picked us up a couple hours later, and I'll never forget the fact that they let a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old just into this massive concert and weren't concerned.
I know. It's often one of the first things that you do by yourself, I think, as a kid. It's because your parents don't want to go see the same bands mm-hmm. that you do.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you think the Montrose audience is like, or what do they like, I should ask?
Oh, yeah, the audience is probably a little on the older side these days. But they like rock and roll. They definitely like country, a lot of blues artists. I think the magical part of the outdoor shows that Paonia, Ridgway, Ouray, Montrose, Telluride, everybody does is just the community. And it's as important, the community is as important as the music to me. The music brings them together, but I think that. And I see this in all the little West Slope towns, how at this point people know each other. It's a gathering of neighbors and friends, hopefully under a starry sky. And I've never seen a hassle at one of those shows, and I've been to many. And I guess one of the things that just really impresses me about the Montrose community, and I'm sure it happens everywhere, at the end of the night, people stop and they pick up after themselves. It takes me about 10 or 15 minutes Saturday morning to clean up the field, because 98% of the folks make sure they throw away every single thing they've used that night. And again, that's part of community. It's respecting what we have in our small communities.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Dave Bowman. He's the director of the Montrose Summer Music Series. And we're talking about the series that's coming up. It starts this Friday.
Yep.
With headliner Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons. Can you tell me something about this band?
You know, this is, I guess, sort of a Sheryl Crow kind of band. Very rocky, but with that touchstone in Americana country and blues. They're the kind of band you'd expect out of Columbus, Ohio. Man, Angela even plays the saw. Now, the only other band that I'm aware of that I've ever seen play a saw is the Flatlanders. And if you've never heard a sound, it's more haunting than a dobro. And I'm real anxious to actually see somebody play a saw. And it's just your regular saw, and they bend it, and they play it with a bow, and a real cool haunting sound. So expect everything from this band.
All right, well, let's hear something from Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons.
Something good is coming up for me, baby.
And that was Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons. You can catch them this Friday, June 2nd, at the Black Canyon Golf Course in Montrose. The opening act starts at 6. Angela comes on at 7. And I'm talking with Dave Bowman, who's the director of the Montrose Music Series. Next, we'll talk about Coco Montoya, who was going to come last year.
The evening of Coco Montoya was a disaster that really turned into a beautiful, beautiful evening. Coco didn't make it. He broke down in Salt Lake, was not able to get to Montrose in time to do the show. And again, a real cool experience. Mike Gwynn and the North Fork Flyers were actually playing that afternoon on the deck at Bruin Bogey. So we quickly moved Mike Gwynn to the opener, and he very graciously, along with his band, agreed to be the opener. And Donnie Morales and Glenn Patterson, who were going to be the openers, became the headliners. We got some extra musicians that we quickly called up and said, hey, we need a couple more pieces in the band. And those guys just gave one of the best shows I've ever seen Donnie and Glenn present. And the audience walked out that night saying, hey, that wasn't so bad after all. And I guess the other part of that was it rained all afternoon that day. It rained from noon until 5:30. We didn't even know if we were actually going to be able to go on with the show, but by 6 o'clock, the clouds parted, the sun came out, turned out to be a beautiful evening, and all the local musicians rose to the occasion and made it a beautiful night.
Oh, that sounds great. Were people dancing in the mud?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice. And that show is going to be he's going to make it this time, Coco Montoya. And for people who don't know, what's Coco Montoya?
Coco Montoya is a blues man out of San Francisco that goes all the way back to the John Mayall and the Blues Breakers days. Obviously, after Clapton and all those guys played with Mayall, Mayall kept the Blues Breakers alive, and Coco and only picked up the best lead guitarists he could find. And Coco was honored to be a Blues Breaker for a while. He's probably got a half a dozen CDs out on Alligator. The latest one, Hard Truth, just came out in January or February. So expect some brand new blues from Coco Montoya this year.
Sad that your tears just like a river flow. Is it 'cause you're leaving? Does your heart stop believing? And does it tear you up inside to let me know?
Coco Montoya with Never Seen You Cry This Way Before. Good deal. And that show's going to be on Friday, July 7th. So it's the first Friday of every month.
Yes. June,
through
July,
September.
Yep. June, July, August, September. First Friday.
And then August 4th, you're going to have the headliner of Sunny Sweeney. And I just discovered her. She's a country artist.
Yes.
I'm super excited about this show. That's all I can say about it.
You know, this is actually Sunny's fourth trip to Montrose. We first had her, maybe almost 10 years ago. She actually played on the floor at La Cabana at Sicily's, if you folks remember that restaurant. And she was the first artist from Texas that we had. She did a killer show. She spent some time in stand-up also. So we're not only going to get a fantastic, twangy Texas music show, but you're going to hear some one-liners in there that will keep you smiling also. We're really looking forward to Sunny. She's just a ball on stage. You know, she just recently played a free show with Garth Brooks at South by Southwest. Garth decided that he wanted to do a free show at South by Southwest and asked Sunny to open it. So that sort of speaks of the stature that she has in the country music business.
Well, that's what I loved about her right away is her lyrics. And some of that humor mm-hmm. comes through.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
She's just a powerhouse.
She
you
really
can tell
is.
She's going to bring it.
Yeah.
For sure. So that show's August 4th. Let's hear something from Sunny Sweeney.
Like you have lost a lot of weight. You must have confidence to wear that dress. And it's too bad that you have not had more success. I think I like you better as a blonde. Has anyone told you you look like your Do you ever think before you
And that was Sonny Sweeney, and I'm here with Dave Bowman. We're talking about the Montrose Summer Music Series. September 1st, we have the Chris Lager Band.
Out of Omaha, Nebraska. This is a four-piece band, and these guys are just nothing but fun. They really bring the rock and roll. It's a guitar, saxophone, bass, and drums. The sax just, to me, sax adds so much to rock and roll, period. And these guys are just a young, hungry band. They tour all over the Midwest. They're in and out of Colorado quite a bit. I haven't seen them much on the Western Slope, but we're really anxious to have this band here. They're going to be just a bunch of fun.
I just want to thank you for bringing some rock and roll to the area, because it's not always easy to find out here.
I focused in Montrose on rock and roll. If the band doesn't have a kick drum, we don't book them. So
it's great too, because these shows are not on the same nights, so you can literally catch a show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, most weekends throughout the summer and into September. We live in a great place where we have that much access to class acts and new music too.
Absolutely. So a lot, you know, the smaller festivals or music series, our budgets are limited. It's tough to really bring in big acts, but we find young, hungry, new acts that people are just going to love. You know, Band of Heathens, who are a pretty big band, their show at Montrose Summer Music Series was, I think, the fifth or sixth time they'd been to Montrose. So some of these bands we've been working with for several years, and we're really excited that they're at the point of bringing in really big crowds.
And I want to also thank the KVNF listeners, because you're part of the crowd out there that supports live music. And because you do this, this is why the bands keep coming here.
Absolutely.
So it's through the work of these promoters who all collaborate, so that when an artist maybe comes out to do a show in Montrose, they might also go do one in Carbondale or Paonia, which makes it worth their while. Mm-hmm. But then it's also because the audience is showing up to see it. So
absolutely.
Yay for us.
Yay for us. And, you know, I just, you know, again, thank all the promoters on the Western Slope. We work together. You know, Montrose very purposely picked Friday night because we certainly did not want to interrupt the Thursday shows in Ouray, Ridgeway, and Paonia.
So I've been speaking with Dave Bowman, director of the Montrose Summer Music Series, and you can find out more information by going to what website, Dave?
www.montrosesummermusic.com, and you can find us on Facebook, Montrose Summer Music Series. So check us out either place.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Allie. Appreciate it.
And here's the Chris Lager Band with their song, Let Me Do My Thing. Thanks for tuning in to Talkin' Music.
Let me do my thing. 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 Look here. Don't switch on for some head, better things to do. And just hinder your good times and mess with you. Yeah, they wanna make sure you ain't smoking nothing on. Drinking too much of something. Well, big brother, he's watching. You better not have too much fun. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Sometimes you can't help but wonder how you get into these kind of predicaments. Especially when you're on the back of a cop car just like this. On the edge of Mendocino County, on the side of the road with your bass player picking out, thinking about his wanna phone call home. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm thinking to myself, dully, dully, do that, and law abiding. But if I stay, don't understand that even us hippies got a right. See, you might not think how I act up or dance the same. But it's all about that love, so let me do my. Let me do my thing. Let me do my.
Breaker breaker 19. I got some hippies on the county line. They still got a carload for that California kind. It's harvest season and the green is loose. As long as them hippies on my watch, they ain't getting through.
Oh no, 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 no. Oh no, 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 no.
Me, I'm just driving along saying, hey fellas, I think I got this pig on my back. He's been following me so close, he's about to give me a heart attack. And there's another wake-up call. We still smell like the night before. And next I know he's got his cherries on. He's standing at my door.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, 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 no. He said, hey, boy, how much weed am I going to find in your car? I said, it smells like a skunk, but I swear to God, not an officer. Said, you think I was born yesterday, son? He took his aviators off and then he put his hand on his gun.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Dolly, dolly, do fast and law about it. Burning fast, they don't understand that even us hippies got rights. You might not think how I act the car, dance or sing, but it's all about that love, so let me.
Up against the hood of his squad car.
Right.
I'm getting patted down and shouting out like I'm some kind of criminal.
What is this?
And the helicopters, they're buzzing over my head. He's got the wrong hippies, but he don't even know it yet.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no.
I wish I would have said, officer, I'll keep it between the lines and I'll keep it under the speed limit. It'd sure be nice if you didn't profile me like this. Cause I'm just a musician who's on his way back home. And it ain't my business transport, no. Hell no. If I could say one last thing before I gonna be on my way, perhaps you relax a little bit and smoke some of that grass you've been chasing. Let me do my thing. Let me do my thing.